My name is Patricia King, and on today's program, we have a special guest, Joshua Mills from New Wine International, and we're going to be talking about the power of the blood of Christ, and specifically a blood sign that God gave you a little while ago that has a significant message for the body of Christ behind it.
It was absolutely outstanding when this happened. We were down in New Zealand, and just previous to me going down to New Zealand, I'd been actually out at Miracle Valley, A.A. Allen's old campground and Miracle Site, Revival. And while I was there, I had an encounter in the glory where I knew that I would see a blood sign. I didn't know where it would come. I didn't know what it would look like, but I knew that a blood sign was coming. And from there, we went down to New Zealand. When we were in New Zealand, we had a wonderful conference. We went to do the Sunday morning church on my way to the airport. You know, one of those very quick little services you'll do, and then you go into the airport. And during that Sunday morning meeting, I was ministering out of Luke 17. And as I was sharing, there was just a spontaneous praise that began to rise up in the people. They just began to sing in tongues and just sing hallelujah, and just this spontaneous worship began to rise. And I could sense a healing anointing that began moving into the meeting. And as that began to happen, I went and I was laying hands on different ones, and then I just began to lift up my hand just in worship unto the Lord. And as I lifted my hand in worship, here there was a blood that dropped, literally just dropped in from the atmosphere into the palm of my hand.
Did you feel it land?
I did not feel it land, but I could feel a warm blood sensation, just like a warm liquid sensation in my hand. And when I looked at my hand, I began saying, oh, it's the blood sign, it's the blood sign. I knew it was coming. I didn't know what it would look like.
The Lord had actually told you ahead of time.
Right.
Prophetically.
In this encounter in the glory.
He was preparing you
right.
for this.
He was preparing me for
wow.
it. But when it happened, it was absolutely amazing, just outstanding. And just the sense of the holiness of God dropped into the room. And when that happened, I went to show the pastors in the front rows. And as I went to show them, one of the elders' wives began dripping oil from her hands at the same moment.
Wow.
Now, it's interesting because in Leviticus, it speaks about the cleansing from disease, that it's blood and oil that bring the cleansing from the disease. And so it was amazing that God dropped the blood and the oil into the place. I believe that God was giving a revelation about the connection between his blood and the glory
right.
of God.
And especially as it related to healing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so as this began to happen, just within a short amount of time, I don't know exactly how much, but just within a short amount of time, it changed from just a liquid blood into a crimson-colored glory dust.
Wow.
And so God was showing the connection between his blood
and glory.
His glory.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then you also mentioned that there were salvations that morning too.
There were so many salvations that began to happen. Even one man who had been resisting coming to church with his wife brought him that morning. I guess he had said that was the, if he came, then she wouldn't ask him again. When he got into that place, I mean, he
wow.
just began weeping like a little baby, ran to the front, to the altars, and gave his heart to the Lord. And there were so many testimonies like that of people getting saved or rededicating their life to Christ.
That's awesome.
Because of the sign and wonder of Christ's blood.
And that is the power
yeah.
of the blood. Joshua, we have today, I'm featuring here right now, a DVD with your teaching on the blood sign. You came into one of our conferences and taught one of the most powerful messages on the
right.
blood of Christ. And it's like, it's so anointed. And I really love this particular DVD. And also, we're going to talk about generally signs in this next few minutes.
Sure.
But this DVD, it's two DVDs of his glory. And again, it was when you were with us at a conference.
Right.
One night, it was like sapphire glitter fell everywhere. It was just amazing and just spectacular. And even up in the speaker's room after, in the green room, it was falling again fresh. In fact, a man who was Jewish but not born again yet got saved as a result
right.
of that
I remember
sign.
That. Sure.
And then the next day, oil was pouring out of your hands, and then it went out
right.
of your feet, and we had an
there
amazing...
There was so much that I believe we filled a part of a cup.
We filled
right.
a cup, and,
right.
and it actually tasted like wine. Right. So it's like oil and wine. But anyways, this is on here. The actual video of that is on here. We actually see the oil. It's like, it's one of my treasures because of what God did. So God moves in signs. We just talked about the blood sign. We showed them the blood sign. We're talking about, you know, sapphire dust or gold dust or oil. These are all signs. Right. What does God use signs for?
God will use signs to focus us in his direction. You know, when we're looking down the road for a road sign, we appreciate the road sign because it's pointing us to our destination, to the place that we need to go. And that's what God will do with the signs, is that he'll give us an indication, kingdom of God right here. Just stay on track. You're right on track. Just keep on going. And so the signs are never something to be worshipped or to camp out at a sign or pull off at a sign or glorify a sign. I mean, why would you want to pull over to the side of the road and glorify a sign or even say, I finally arrived because I'm at the sign? You know, they're just indicators or things that point us towards something that's greater than the sign.
Sometimes I think that one of God's languages he speaks is the language of signs and wonders, and he uses
it
to communicate messages to
us. I believe that, because so often when God will be speaking, he'll give us pictures or he'll give us thoughts or ideas, and he'll paint things for us. And so that's what he's doing with the signs. There's a prophetic message in the sign. So when the sign comes, we need to say, God, what is it that you're saying? What is it that you're doing?
Exactly.
How are you trying to get my attention?
You know? And you know what I love about that, Joshua, is that it draws you closer to him. Because
you
have to inquire of him to understand a sign.
Exactly.
So it's like he uses it to draw the heart because it doesn't make sense to the mind.
Right.
Now, briefly, we want to talk about the offense of sign. Now, it says of Jesus, it was prophesied over Jesus as a baby at his dedication that he was a sign to be opposed.
Right, he
was. And so he still is.
Right, exactly.
And so oftentimes there's like when signs show up, they're opposed, and you were opposed when you shared. I remember when I first saw the video, I was in tears. I thought, this is amazing.
Right.
But you experienced some persecution from people that just kind of like called it occultish or demonic.
Right.
And, you know, it hurts when something so holy is treated like that.
Exactly. And I think the thing with the body of Christ is that we need to understand there's a difference between discerning something or just being judgmental of something.
Right.
There's a difference between discerning the spirit or just not preferring something in that way. Because a lot of times I think we'll say we're discerning this or we're discerning that, when in reality, you just don't prefer it.
You just don't understand it.
You don't understand it, exactly.
Right.
So I think there's a real importance, the Bible says, to discern the spirits.
Yeah.
So there's a real importance as God is releasing signs and wonders and miracles.
Right.
It's important to discern the signs, discerning the miracles, because sometimes even, for example, there'll be laughter that comes in the meetings. You've been in meetings where the laughter, just joy breaks out. And it will be God, and it will be holy laughter. And there's other times that you'll be in a meeting, and laughter breaks out, and yet it's not of God. It's an unholy
or of the
laughter.
Flesh
it's a mocking spirit or of the flesh.
Yeah.
And so it's like you can't even say just because it's this or because it's that, it's God. Every sign, you need to discern the spirit. But not being judgmental, but discerning, truly going to the Holy Spirit and saying, Holy Spirit, you show me. You bring me the revelation of what's going on, of what's taking place. It's the same with this blood sign.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, Joshua, we're going to talk more about the benefits of the blood of Christ.
Awesome.
And we're going to see those benefits get really deep inside of our life. So we'll be right back.
Joshua Mills speaks of his visitation with the Lord regarding the blood of Christ in his DVD, The Blood Sign. Receive a revelation of the power of the blood and the significance of the cross of Christ. Order The Blood Sign now and receive a free copy of Joshua Mills' 2-DVD set, Signs of His Glory. Order both of these amazing messages for just $25. Call 866-980-5464 and order Television Offer 118 or visit xpmedia.com. Order now.
We'll be right back. Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
Well, welcome back. We're with Joshua Mills talking about the blood sign, the power of the blood of Christ. And so, Joshua, in this part of our program, I'd love for you to share some insight with us about the benefits of the blood of Christ.
Right.
And I know you've done some extensive teaching on this, and in this DVD, The Blood Sign, there's some of the most excellent teaching on the blood that I've heard.
Right.
I love this, and it gets imparted. But can you share some insights with us on the program about the benefits?
Well, there's several things about the blood of Christ, and I believe this is why even the enemy comes against the blood sign, because the blood sign is a declaration of the message of the cross of Calvary.
Yeah.
And the blood declares things. There's something about the blood sign that was shed. This isn't about just a man's blood or animal blood. This is about the blood of Jesus Christ.
It's the blood of
and
God.
And there's something about the message of the blood of Jesus Christ that tells the enemy, number one, he is defeated.
Yeah.
The blood of Christ says, number two, that you are justified. It declares that we are justified. The blood of Christ declares that we are redeemed. The blood of Christ declares that we have peace. We have the peace of God and we have peace with God.
Yeah.
The blood of Christ declares that we are God's property. It's like the stamp on our life that we
right.
belong to God. We do not belong to the enemy. We do not belong to the world, but we belong to a higher system. We belong to the heavens.
Right.
The blood of Christ on our life declares that.
Yeah.
The blood of Christ declares that we have eternal life, that there is hope beyond just today, that there's a guarantee in heaven for us. The blood of Christ is what's made the way
right.
for us to experience heavenly glory. The blood of Christ declares that we are cleansed. That we don't have to live with sin. We don't have to live with turmoil in our life, but we've been cleansed from the curse.
I just love that.
we've been bought by the
Isn't
blood
that amazing?
Of Christ. It's amazing.
1 John 1:9, it says that if we confess our sin, that he's faithful and just
right.
to forgive us and to cleanse from
right.
all unrighteousness. That's amazing.
Right.
Like, I love being forgiven. But that cleansing part, I really, really like.
Exactly.
You know? I love feeling nice and clean inside.
Exactly. And the blood of Christ declares that we're washed.
Right.
You know? And so it's that cleansing. It's the washing. The blood of Christ declares that we have victory over the enemy. The
yeah.
Bible says that we've overcome the enemy by the blood
of
the
of
Lamb.
The Lamb, yeah.
And by the word of our testimony.
Yeah.
So it's the blood of Christ. It's the blood of the Lamb of God. That declares me a victory.
I've always seen that too, Joshua, as like because we're in covenant. Because
right.
like the blood is a sign of covenant.
Exactly.
And so when Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood, that was a mingling. Because he came as man, even though he was God, he was man.
Right.
He came as
right.
as man. He left his God part behind.
Right.
So he represented us in an eternal covenant, which is a blood covenant. So he shed his blood, which was the blood of man. It represented mankind. But because he was God, it was also the blood of God. So when you think about it, it's
right.
perfect man's blood and perfect God's blood in one.
Exactly.
And then he sheds that blood. So because now I believe in him, the power of that covenant says his victories are my victories.
Right.
And so when I go...
It's amazing.
Like when the enemy tries to harass me and I say, I'm a blood-bought child of God and
right.
I have power because of that blood. I have
right.
the authority of Christ and you're out of
right.
here. You'll be sorry you ever tried.
Right.
Then that enemy goes fleeing because
right.
of the blood. It's so powerful.
I believe it's important to plead the blood and declare the blood over our lives. When the enemy comes against us, we say, I plead the blood against you, the blood of Jesus, because it's that blood of Jesus that stands against the enemy with the power of
right.
God's victory.
And the blood's for us, of course, and the devil sees it.
Right.
We don't put the blood on the devil because he's
right.
not going to be redeemed
right.
or covenanted
right.
into anything.
Exactly, exactly.
But he sees the blood on us.
Exactly.
We plead that blood, and it's
exactly.
like, he's scared.
Exactly.
Because it says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. That's what it says in the Old Testament.
Right.
The life of the flesh is in the blood.
Right.
So the life of God is in the blood of God.
It's in
so
the blood
when
of
he
Christ.
Sees that blood, it's like, whoa.
It's amazing. The blood of Christ declares that we are healed. The Bible says by his stripes, the stripes that Christ bore on Calvary, the cross of Calvary, by those stripes we are healed. And so the blood of Christ, when we have the blood on our life, we can be healed. We don't have to walk in sickness. We don't have to walk with disease or with ailment or with illness on our body. But we are healed. Why? Because the blood of Christ.
You know what? A thought just came to me. A lot of times when people are sick in the natural, they'll get a blood transfusion.
Right.
So that fresh blood and good blood and enough blood can go and do the battle for them and bring life. Wow. If we're sick, we'll just, you know, we've got a blood transfusion in Christ.
I believe that God wants to do a lot of Holy Spirit blood transfusions.
Amen.
Yeah, it's awesome. The blood declares that we're protected. There's a hedge about us. There's a shield around us. There's a wall of defense around us because of the blood of Jesus. Yeah, it's awesome.
I love that. Oh, the power of the blood. I know that, you know, like as we were young Christians, we would sing powers about the blood of Christ, right? But I never really knew much. I mean, we sang it. They were nice songs. But I thought, well, what is this blood? And when you think about it, it's kind of a funny thing to be singing about, you know?
Right.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Right. When you think about it in the natural mind, and that's a real funny thing to sing about.
Some churches, they have even tried to take out hymns about the blood or songs about the blood because they're fearful that it's too gruesome or it's just disgusting sounding. But when you get the revelation of what the blood of Jesus is, it's not disgusting. It's not gruesome. It's the most beautiful thing.
It is so beautiful.
The most holiest thing.
Powerful.
It's so powerful.
And it's what brings life to you, life to me, and life to others. We're going to play for you now a video clip of a prophecy that Stacy Campbell brought on the blood of Christ.
And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for those of the whole world. Then he said to Thomas, reach here your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And what the Lord showed me was a vision of the power of the blood of Christ. And he began to speak to my heart of how powerful is the blood of Christ. It is powerful not only for the sins of the church, but for the sins of the whole world, for all time, for every last single created human being, for all time. That is how powerful is the blood of Christ. And the Lord said to me, he says, my church does not believe in the power of the blood of Christ. And he says, when they see them come up by ones and twos and be converted, then they say, oh, because I have seen that, I believe in that. But when they watch TV and when they read the newspaper, they look upon society with despair and disgust, and they do not see it through the eyes of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. They do not rise up from reading a newspaper and say, the blood of Christ can heal that. The blood of Christ can redeem that. The blood of Christ can save that derelict. They do not get up from the TV and say, I will go now because I believe in the power of the blood of Christ to redeem all mankind, even the homosexual, even the alcoholics, even the prostitutes, even the abused. But they read the newspapers and they are filled with despair and they say, oh, woe is our nation. Look what has happened to us. And the Lord says that he is looking for a people. And he has come to his church. And he has come to visit his church in much the same way that he went to visit his people Israel. He went to his own. He went to his own. He went to his own first. Why? So that he could commission them to go to the Gentiles. And he has come to his church. He has come to his church. Why? So that he can commission them to go to the world. And I believe that the Lord is looking for a people who will rise up and say, I will go into the darkest part of society. I will go to the prisons. I will go to the streets. I will go out into the world. And I will go and I will say, the blood of Christ can do this. The blood of Christ can heal the sick. The blood of Christ can redeem even the deepest, darkest, secret sin of all mankind. And God says that his arm is not short that it cannot save. His arm is not short that it cannot save. And his arm is not short that it cannot save England. His arm is not short that it cannot save Canada. His arm is not short that it cannot save Europe. His arm is not short that it cannot save Iran. His arm is not short that it cannot save Thailand. There is nothing, there is no one too far from the blood of Christ that it cannot be redeemed. But he says, I come to my own and they go nowhere. And I feel like if the Lord is saying one thing, he is saying this, that if the arm of God has touched you, hold it out and touch someone else. Even if only one, even if only one.
The power of the blood of Christ. That's one of the most chilling prophecies I've ever heard. It's just so powerful. I've watched it probably over 50 times, 60 times, and I never get tired of it because that message is so amazing. And I want to pray for you right now that the power of the blood of Christ penetrate every area of your life, that you will know the revelation of the covenant blessings of God's goodness, not only to save, but to heal, to deliver, to cleanse, to purchase you back from anything that you've been sold out to. And that the power of that blood today, as it's alive in you and for you, is going to make a difference. That you'll start to see the miracle working provision of God in your life because of the blood of Christ.
You know, on the Blood Sign DVD, I go and I give greater revelation about the Word of God in regards to the blood. I go into testimonies, and I feel like it's so important as believers that we truly get a revelation of the blood of Christ. It's so important that we get an understanding of what the blood of Christ has done for us, what it's doing for us today, and what it will do for us in the future. I believe that the blood of Christ is one of the most powerful things that a believer can understand in regards to the Christian walk.
I want to encourage you to grow in the things of the Spirit. Get into the Word and study these delicious things out. It's just amazing what God has for us in His Word. The power of His blood has given us entrance into every single promise. It's given us entrance, bold access into the heavenlies and into the goodness of the kingdom realm. God wants you to enjoy the fullness of all that He has for you. And so get acquainted with the power of the blood of Christ. And I want you to remember this, is that the blood of Christ is a demonstration of the love of God, the love of God for you, an eternal love that will never be withdrawn, that will never dissipate, that will never weaken. It's the power of love. And He says over you right now that He loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Now, why don't you go this week and spread some of that love around? Why don't you this week go and spread some of the goodness of God around to those who might not know Him yet, who might not know what it's like to have an intimate relationship with Him? Go and share the love because of the blood. And we'll see you next time.
Joshua Mills speaks of his visitation with the Lord regarding the blood of Christ in his DVD, The Blood Sign. Receive a revelation of the power of the blood and the significance of the cross of Christ. Order The Blood Sign now and receive a free copy of Joshua Mills' 2-DVD set, Signs of His Glory. Order both of these amazing messages for just $25. Call 866-980-5464 and order Television Offer 118 or visit xpmedia.com. Order now. You can help Patricia King reach millions with the love of God by donating to the new Studio Building Fund. Partner with us today. Donate online at xpmedia.com or call 866-980-5464.
Breaker Team Partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
We've seen God manifesting the blood sign. We've seen the message of the cross coming into reality, into our visible reality, tangibly seen it in our hands, seen it in the Bible. There's been different ones who have talked about the blood sign or been fearful to talk about the blood sign, but God is doing it today. I want to tell you, don't be afraid of what God's doing in you. Don't be afraid to talk about the wonderful things that God's releasing through you. God's wanting to use you in power. God's wanting to use you as a miracle. God's wanting to use you as a sign and as a wonder. There was a woman in 1933 in Amman, Jordan, who had these encounters where the Holy Spirit would come upon her and the blood sign would come upon her forehead almost in the form of a dove. And as it would come in this way, all of a sudden she begins speaking in tongues and different languages of becoming French and German and different tongues that she did not know in the natural. She spoke an Arab language. But as she begins speaking in tongues and speaking these foreign languages, others would come and they would see the sign and then they would hear the message of the gospel being spoken. Don't limit what God could do in and through you. Don't limit how God could come and move in your church or move in your ministry or move in your home or move in your workplace. I believe God is wanting to come in a real and in a tangible way if you only let Him. Just lift up your hands. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are releasing signs and wonders. I thank you that you are releasing them upon your children, your sons, and your daughters. I thank you for releasing wonders in the skies above and signs in the earth beneath. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.